1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Double weather trouble in the Pacific Northwest. Freezing rain is starting to push into the Portland area just days after an ice storm that caused tens of thousands of power outages. Many are still offline. Poppy Chowdhury with Pacific Power.
Ice and snow is getting accumulated on the power equipment that is causing heavy damages, and hence we're having some delay in getting the restoration work completed.
Bitter cold settled in the south. Meteorologist Samantha Moore at the Weather Channel.
And Nashville, wind chill factors, that feels like temperature 6 degrees below zero. Little Rock feeling like it's at 2, and Jackson, Mississippi feeling like it's 10 degrees. We don't warm up much at all, staying below freezing in many of these locations.
The Republican presidential candidates have moved on to New Hampshire ahead of next week's primary, among them Nikki Haley, who's been touting herself as a more youthful option.
We should want to win the majority of Americans. But the only way we're going to win the majority of Americans is if we have a new generational leader.
Haley came in third behind former President Trump and Ron DeSantis in the Iowa caucuses. President Biden meets with congressional lawmakers today in his push to send billions more in military funding overseas. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
The White House had requested tens of billions of dollars in aid for Ukraine and aid for Israel, and quite simply, that aid request has stalled. There's been gridlock between congressional Republicans and Democratic negotiators. Republicans want new U.S. immigration law, a real thorny issue, before approving Ukraine aid. And House Republicans insisted on cuts to the IRS to pay for Israel.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken speaking openly about the Israel-Hamas war at the World Economic Forum in Davos today.
For me, I think for so many of us, what we're seeing every single day in Gaza, it's gut-wrenching.
A shipment of medicine intended for dozens of hostages held by Hamas is en route to Gaza, the delivery arranged by France and Qatar. Rescue workers say at least 15 people have been killed in an explosion at a fireworks factory in Thailand. Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
Shaky phone footage shows people running from the scene as explosions rock the road. Gray smoke billows into the sky. Yellow flames lick at the grass and trees. One man is seen running, holding a small girl.
That $35 you're hit with when you spend more than you have in your bank account could go away, part of it, if the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau gets its way. The agency is proposing a rule to limit overdraft fees to between $3 and $14. Dow futures off 154. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senate Republicans voted to fire another one of Governor Evers' appointees Tuesday, this time Tyler Huebner of the state's Public Service Commission. Evers is appointing Christy Nieto to take his place. Senate Republicans have fired 8 of Evers' appointees since last fall. The keynote speaker at this year's State of Wisconsin Martin Luther King Day celebration says he wants the promise of justice one day to happen now.
It is ridiculous that people are attacking diversity, equity, and inclusion, but refuse to implement laws to remove guns from the hands of those who continue to shoot innocent children in schools and malls and even in faith places.
The Reverend Marcus Allen is a Baptist minister in Madison. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Badgers lose on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers fall to the Nittany Lions at Penn State. Matt LePay.
With 4/10 of a second left, they'll get it into Baldwin. It's over. Penn State, a 4-point winner here at the Bryce Jordan Center as the students make their way onto the floor here in State College.
The final 87-83. The Badgers got into foul trouble early. Head coach Greg Gard.
Four times we fouled jump shooters, and we hadn't done that in a while. I thought we had kind of move past that.
So now the Badgers are 13-4. They host Indiana Friday night. NFL, the Packers installing the game plan for Saturday night's game against the 49ers. Sometimes teams go a day early when playing games on the West Coast, but Matt LaFleur declined.
It's something we talked about, but we figured it'd be best to stay in our normal routine. It's a short week anyways, has its own set of challenges, and just felt like it was best for us to stay in as normal as a routine as possible.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The coldest of the cold might be out of here, but it is still going to be cold today, partly to mostly cloudy, high of 15, but that wind chill below zero most of the day. Tonight, a few flurries down to 7 above. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Afternoon, light snow, 17. More light snow tomorrow night with accumulation around an inch. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 1 above.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I get a lot of heartburn. I got heartburn so bad I ruptured my appendix, and I didn't even really know it. I was just like, dang, this heartburn's getting bad, man. I'm used to it being up around in here, but now it's down here. Really feels about the same. I walked around like that for months. Finally went to the doctor, and they start pushing around on my stomach, and they get down here, and they send me to the hospital. And then I get to the hospital, and they did a full body scan on me. And the surgeon came back, and he said, it looks like a bomb went off where your appendix used to be. That was his real words. Looks like a bomb went off where your appendix used to be. Everybody was saying it. I heard him out in the hallway. It looks like a bomb went off. Where's it going? It was the talk of the hospital. They couldn't stop saying it. Everybody was saying it. That's all I was hearing. And then they found out I didn't have insurance, and they were like, well, it wasn't a full rupture. They're like, get out of here, man. Yeah, all right. I said, you take these antibiotics and you come back if it gets worse. And it did get worse.
Refreshed on a Wednesday morning, coming up at 7:06, the first of our candidates for the 4th Automatic District. Keith Fair will be in at 7:06. And also, doing the questioning with me and the interviewing will be Denise Lockwood from Racine County Eye. You know, I was listening to CBS News at the top of the hour, and they said the cold snap is going through the South. Mississippi expecting wind chills of 10 above.
I wouldn't mind a 10 above temperature right
now. I'll take it. Right now, we've got a clear sky and 1 degree, one single lonely degree, which isn't bad because all week we've been minus. It was minus 11 the other day when I came in. Today, partly sunny, highs near, get ready for this, 15. It's going to feel like springtime. Cloudy, a chance of snow tonight, low chance. Lows around 11. Cloudy tomorrow with a high near 19. Now, all next week, temperatures will be in the mid to upper 30s, near 40. Isn't that something, huh? Tonight at 6 p.m., the Bucks take on the Cavaliers at Cleveland. And Saturday, two more games to go to the Super Bowl. The Packers in San Francisco to play the 49ers. Hear all the game action live beginning at 5 p.m. Saturday right here at WRJN Radio. So you're waking up this morning, you're going to have some black coffee, right? All right, congratulations, you might be a psycho. Social media is obsessed with an old study back from 2016 that found you're more likely to be a psychopath if you enjoy things that are bitter, like black coffee and dark chocolate. I like dark chocolate. Uh-oh. They said, take the results with a grain of salt because it's just one study. Uh-oh. Watch out, I like dark chocolate. People on social media talking about things that are immediate red flags if people see them in someone's home. Here are some of the good ones. Pets that are not being cared for properly, like a litter box that hasn't been cleaned in forever. No hand soap in the bathroom. That's not a good sign. Not having hand towels or not having clean ones. Trash piled up by the trash can and hoarding. Now, some people are fine with a little clutter and a sink with dirty dishes, but it shouldn't be gross. You know, I watch these police shows when they go into someone's house. Oh, I can't believe people live like that. I mean, the place is everything thrown all over the place. The sink hasn't been cleaned in forever. And it's just a mess. I don't know how people live like that. Wow. If we have one dish in the sink. Now, we don't have a dishwasher. We are the dishwashers, my wife and I. And if there's one dish in the sink, we got to clean it. There's a dish in there. Clean it quick. And so that's the way we are. It's just, I can't live like that. A restaurant recently got an amusing request. This is good. In the delivery note section, I guess when you order, you can put notes in there. It said, knock quietly. I'm supposed to be on a diet. They did. And it's a good thing because this was definitely a cheat meal. The guy was cheating on food with his wife, and he didn't want to know the delivery driver was outside delivering food. That's good. A new report predicted the world will see its first trillionaire in the next 10 years. Elon Musk is currently the world's richest man, $230 billion. Now, to put $1 trillion into perspective, you ready? A million $1 bills stacked up would be 358 feet high. $1 billion stacked up, single bills, would be 68 miles high. That's right around the edge of space, by the way. And a trillion $1 bills stacked up would be under 6,800 miles high, or almost a third of the distance to the moon. Gives you an idea how much $1 trillion is, if you do it all in singles. Odd but true. Now, in the opening credits for the first season of Gilligan's Island, there's an American flag flying at half-mast in the background of one of the shots. It's because it was filmed right after JFK was assassinated in 1963. Now, I came across another photo. It's of Steve McQueen and Lee Remick, the actors, and they were with a bunch of crew members, and they were listening to a radio in someone's car with a look of shock on their face. They were listening to the report that John F. Kennedy was assassinated. They were filming the movie Baby, the Rain Must Fall in Texas at the time, and right on the set while they're filming, I guess somebody called them over and said, come here quick, and you can see the look on Steve McQueen's face and Lee Remick's face. Like in shock when they heard this. And yeah, and if you ever see the movie Baby, the Rain Must Fall, you'll know what happened right around that time. So they were filming it. A woman in Lynchburg named Jessica Vincent bought a vase at Goodwill last summer for $4, just sold it for $110,000. Now, this is true. I went into a Goodwill type store. It wasn't Goodwill, but it was it wasn't Goodwill. It was one of the Goodwill type stores, though. And I said, do you have anything in here that's cheap that will eventually go up in price? And she says, I don't think so. I said, well, I'll look anyway. Didn't find anything. Where's that? Do you have a vase in here that'll go for $4 right now and I could sell for $110,000? The Television Academy ranked the 75 most impactful TV moments in history. You ready? These were the top three. Oh, you know, I meant to bring the whole list in. I didn't bring the whole list in. Oh, I think I could bring it up. Yeah, I'm going to get the whole list here. But the top three were the Apollo 11 landing on the moon in 1969, the live coverage of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, and the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1964. Yeah, there's a whole big list. I'll see if I can bring it up on my phone in a few minutes. There was a poll when someone asked, for every year you remove from your life, you get $500,000. How many years would you give up? The most popular answer, believe it or not, was 1 or 2 years. You would give up a year of your life for $500,000? I wouldn't give it up for $100 billion. I want every year of my life. I mean, why would you sell your life? That's like an episode of The Twilight Zone where the guy was selling his soul to the devil. Remember? Oh, it was a creepy episode. I wouldn't sell anything. People do it, though. No, they want to do it anyway. Showbiz news. Speaking about dying, Shannon Doherty says she has a long list of people that she doesn't want at her funeral. She says she wants it to be a love fest and doesn't want people there who will be secretly thinking, thank goodness she is dead now. Why would somebody go to a funeral? You know, I think it was 2.5 men. And Charlie was saying that he was going to attend his mother's funeral someday. And somebody said, well, you don't like her. Yeah, but I want to make sure she's dead. That's horrible. Anyway, yeah, why would somebody go to a funeral if you don't like the person? Rebecca Romaine says she's blindsided by the stuff about John Stamos' autobiography and what he said about her. What did he say about her? The story didn't say. I guess I have to read the book. I thought they were still married. I thought her name was Rebecca Romaine Stamos. I guess not. Why do you do that? Why do you write a tell-all book? I mean, there are some people I used to date and be with and married to, and hey, I wouldn't badmouth them in a book. Now, this is interesting. Ron Howard says he almost quit the TV show Happy Days. Producers contemplated changing the name to Fonzie's Happy Days, and he said he'd leave if they did that. They didn't do it. That was a good move not to do it anyway. You know, they always start doing that with some character does a breakout. I remember when they changed to Diana Ross in the Supremes. Oh, the rest of the Supremes probably would live it over that one. You ever get angry at work? The average person gets angry at work twice a day. The top things that make us angry: coworkers taking credit for our work, computer problems, oh, tell me about it, rude clients, arguments over making the coffee, and not having time for a lunch break. Yeah, some of those things don't apply to me here at the radio station. But yeah, computer problems, I hate that. I hate that at home, and I hate it at work. Every once in a while, you know, I got one. The other day I had a simple one. The mouse wouldn't work, but it just needed a battery change in it. So I lucked out on that one because it could have been deadly. But now we've figured out what the problem was. So I made it through that one. A lot of times you just unplug the thing, plug it back in, and it's fine again. Survey asked Americans what they lose sleep over. Here are the top five things keeping us up at night these days: relationships, money, work, health, and politics. You lose sleep over politics? Something you really don't have much control over. You got one vote, but that's about it. That's what you lose sleep over. The health, I could see the health thing bothering people. Money, maybe. Relationships, maybe. Work, maybe. Maybe. It's 6:18 at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen, and you're at WRJN. Hometown Radio refreshed at 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. Keep it right here. More coming up.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha. WRJN.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
It's 6:22 at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here this morning. I was talking about the most impactful moments in TV history. I gave you the top three. The 1969, after Apollo 11 landed on the moon, Neil Armstrong said, "One small step for man, that was one giant leap for mankind." That came at number one. Live coverage of the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center, September 11th, 2001, came at number two. The Beatles' performance on the Ed Sullivan Show came at number three. Number four was the premiere episode of the miniseries Roots in 1977. Number five, CBS News anchor Walter Cronkite announcing the death of President John F. Kennedy, November 22nd, 1963. I remember that moment. Martin Luther King Jr. delivering his iconic I Have a Dream speech. That's at the March on Washington, August 28th, 1963. And number seven was episode 1065 of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, when Mr. Rogers invites Officer Clemens, who was black, to share a wading pool on a hot day. It aired on May 9th, 1969. Number eight, the series finale of MASH called Goodbye, Farewell, and Amen on February 28th, 1983. That was memorable. Number nine, the very first music video airing on MTV. It was August 1st, 1981. It was called Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. Number 10, George Carlin, hosting the series premiere of Saturday Night Live on October 11th, 1975. Those are the top 10 TV moments. Wow. Yeah. Some of those you forgot about. Roots. I remember when we watched that. That was an amazing miniseries. I think that was the first of the big miniseries ever on TV. That was on ABC, Roots. They should show that again. That was some performances in that show were just amazing. That was really good. Top 10 memorable TV moments of all time. Did they do that during the Emmys? I don't know where we got that from. I know where I got it from. I don't know where it came from originally. Huh. All right, here are the five highest paid jobs. Are you ready? Surgeons, number one. Psychiatrists, number two, followed by general physicians, senior corporate executive, and dentist. So in other words, the medical field is where you really find them. I'll tell you where you don't find them. In broadcasting, that's where you don't find the highest paid jobs. All right. Let's see what else we got here for you. Well, that's the truth. I can't help it. Music. Oh, I just mentioned this a second ago, and I wanted to bring this up. Remember I just told you that one of the most memorable moments ever was when MTV debuted, and their music video, first music video, was Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. That was the first one. No one talked about the second video they ran, You Better Run by Pat Benatar. You know what the ironic thing is? Video killed the radio star. Radio's still here, playing music and doing talk and doing everything. But MTV is not playing any music videos anymore. They're all just reality shows now on MTV. So, radio killed the video star, I guess. Has anybody, do they still make music videos anymore? I don't think they even make them anymore. I mean, who's going to run them? I guess you can see them online. I guess on YouTube and stuff. But still, they used to make them for MTV. Well, those days are over. All right, into movies. Not all sequels are garbage, especially not all horror movies. In fact, some are amazing, some did better than the originals. The Bride of Frankenstein from 1935, even better than Frankenstein. Dawn of the Dead, better than Night of the Living Dead. This one I agree with. Aliens from 1986, much better than the movie Alien. Aliens was great. Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason Lives. It was better than all the other Friday the 13ths. Evil Dead 2. Great movie, but I also like the first Evil Dead film. A Quiet Place 2. And that was in 2020. I like both of them. A Quiet Place and A Quiet Place Part 2. Psycho 2. Are you kidding me? You think that was better than the original Psycho? Come on. Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. Ugh. No way, Jose. That was terrible. And Exorcist 3. You think that was better than the original Exorcist? No. No. No way, Don. All right. Here are the worst cliches people use to dump somebody. Well, have I ever been dumped? Yeah, I've been dumped quietly. Like, I just never got a call back. That's how I've been dumped. All right. Here's some of the cliches people use. I don't deserve you. I need space. And you should be with someone who could treat you the way you deserve to be treated. Or you could say what George Costanza said on Seinfeld. When he said, it's not you, it's me. And the girl said, it it is me. He said, all right, it's you. It's not you, it's me. Yeah. All right. Odd but true. Marvel Comics owns the Incredible Hulk. They got $100 in royalties from the WWF for every match Hulk Hogan wrestled, and a small piece of his royalties as well. Hulk Hogan was not allowed to wear green or purple like the Incredible Hulk. So the WWF and Hulk Hogan had to pay Marvel Comics for using the name Hulk. That's what I got to do. I got to find something like that where I can just make money when somebody just uses something of mine. Question, do you type faster on a computer or on your cell phone? 68% of people say computer, 14% say cell phone. Definitely cell phone. I don't know why. You know, I took typing in school. I'll tell you a quick story here. I've got a story for everything. I took typing in school, and my teacher was a dwarf. She was only, I think she was barely 3 feet tall. She was very tiny. And we had big manual typewriters in the typing class. And she couldn't see the students because, you know, the typewriters were so tall and she was so small. So she used to stand on a box in front of the room, and she said, I can't see you boys typing in the back. You're going to cheat. You're going to get your A+, and you won't know how to type, and someday you'll be sorry. Yeah. Well, she was right. All the boys sat in the back row, and these big manual typewriters cheated. I got an A+ in typing, and I can type. And I'll tell you something. That was back in the 70s, early 70s. And there's not a day that goes by where I sit at a typing at a computer or something and I can't type and I think of Miss Cole. That lady was so right. Oh, I love Miss Cole. She was funny. She was great. And you couldn't see her coming down the aisles because she was so small. You would hear her, but you couldn't see her. You know which aisle she was coming down. Oh, I love Miss Cole. Yeah, what a sweet lady she was. At 6:29 at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio. Refreshed.
This. This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. A new ice storm is moving into the Portland, Oregon area, where many still have no electricity after bad weather over the weekend.
We had three oaks come down in the backyard, big ones that did damage to the roof. We had two fir trees come down in the front yards that took down power lines and everything, and that was all on Saturday morning.
Bitter cold settled in the east and the nation's midsection. Donald Trump takes a swipe at a competitor as the GOP presidential contenders move on to New Hampshire ahead of next Tuesday's vote.
Nikki Haley, in particular, is counting on the Democrats and liberals to infiltrate your Republican primary.
Mr. Trump, Haley, and Ron DeSantis all made stops in the Granite State. Secretary of State Blinken grapples with the war in Gaza during a stop at the World Economic Forum in Davos.
The suffering we're seeing among innocent men, women and children breaks my heart. The question is, what is to be done?
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Democratic law firm is asking the state Supreme Court to reconsider the state's congressional maps. The Elias Law Group filed the case on Tuesday. They say that last month's decision to draw new legislative maps warranted another look at the state's congressional maps. Republicans currently hold six of the state's congressional seats. The court will have to move fast with just 11 months to go before the November election. Marshfield Clinic workers across Wisconsin are being furloughed. 3% of the nearly 12,000 people who work for the healthcare system have to take unpaid time off. The furloughs come after a round of budget cuts in November and after talks about a merger with Essentia Health fell through last week. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The coldest of the cold might be out of here, but it is still going to be cold today, partly to mostly cloudy, high of 15, but that wind chill below zero most of the day. Tonight, a few flurries down to 7 above. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Afternoon, light snow, 17. More light snow tomorrow night with accumulation around an inch. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 1 above.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go,
this
go, go,
is 1400 go. AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You ever run a movie that was released a while ago and you enjoy it, but there's kind of that awkwardness because you can't talk about it with anyone? Hey, I just saw Heat. Heat, I saw that 12 years ago. Yeah, I want to talk about it now. Oh, loser. My wife and I, we go to a lot of movies. Movies are great for dates, right? Unless it's a movie about a serial killer. Because then there's never an appropriate time to make a move. He just strangled that little girl. Hello. Just getting comfy. We do take our movies so personally. You don't like that movie? Yeah, it's because you're stupid.
You're too dumb to get it.
You ever talk about a movie with someone that read the book? They're so condescending.
The book was much better than the movie.
Oh, really? What I enjoyed about the movie? No reading. It only took 2 hours, and then I could take a nap.
If they're going to do it or they're doing it now. I mean, I've seen holograms and I can't tell if they're real or not. I was at the Lincoln Museum in Springfield, Illinois, and they had a big display there, and there was a guy behind a window giving a tour of this room. I thought he was real and he was a hologram. So I don't know. Maybe they're as good as the original. I know they're doing one with Elvis too. A hologram show. It's 6:37 at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rose, and thanks for joining us here. Keith Fair is going to be joining us at the top of the hour at 7:06. He is the first of the candidates for the 4th Automatic District in Racine that we'll be interviewing. And along with myself, we'll have Denise Lockwood from Racine County. She'll be talking to him as well. That's coming up at 7:06 this morning. From our news center, Stuart J. Waddles, our news director, putting together some top stories for us. And he'll be watching these stories throughout the day today. The dangerously cold temperatures around the area are expected to subside. The wind chill advisory issued by the National Weather Service comes to an end, with forecasters cautioning that it's still going to be cold, with highs in the teens today. Part of tomorrow, warming centers in most communities will still be in operation. The future of Kenosha's proposed casino now rests in the hands of the federal government and Governor Evers. The Kenosha County Board deliberated through early this morning to reach an agreement on the intergovernmental deal, paving the way for the potential Hard Rock Casino near I-94, with city leaders having previously approved the plan earlier this month. This agreement marks the final local hurdle for the project. The next steps involve review by the Bureau of Indian Affairs and Governor Tony Evers. While the governor is reportedly supportive of the plan, the federal response remains uncertain. The teardown of a part of Regency Mall could start soon. The Racine City Council last night unanimously approved the conditional use permit that allows the redevelopment of the site to move forward. A section of the aging mall will be coming down to make way for the construction of a large grocery store and 300 apartments. The city has already given approval for nearly $40 million in tax incremental financing. The Woodman's rep, that's the department store, food store Woodman's, said last night that the goal is to start internal demolition February 1st, with the site ready for turnover in July. And a Racine County racial justice group lost a humanitarian award due to an anti-Israel post made by its president. The post from Laura Bilfeld read, "From river to the sea, Palestine will be free." and it was shared on Facebook on New Year's Eve. She associated with the Burlington Coalition for Dismantling Racism because of the comments. Gateway Technical College revoked its Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Humanitarian Award for the organization. The college stated that the Facebook post does not align with his values. Those are the stories we're watching with Stuart J. Waddles in our news center this morning. Our news director, Stuart J. Waddles, all day long with more news on WRJN Radio. Yeah, I was interested about that Regency Mall story. Remember when Regency Mall was the center hub of all shopping? I remember on Black Fridays, it was packed to the rafters. We used to do a broadcast from there on Black Friday morning every year. And we gave away $1,500 in gift certificates to shopping. The mall was packed. Now they're tearing it down. Times change. Remember when the malls put downtown shopping out of business? Isn't that funny now? The mall's coming down and downtown shopping is still top priority. It's funny about that. You know, they always said, too, that TV was going to put radio out of business. And then cable was going to put TV out of business. And that streaming was going to put TV out of business, but nothing's putting radio out of business. You notice that? Some things just keep going on. All right. Let's see. We got here 640 at WRJN Radio. Hey, don't forget, Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. 641 at WRJN Radio. The forecast, partly sunny with a high near 15 today. Springtime. Cloudy, chance of snow tonight. No accumulation. It's a small chance. Lows around 11. Cloudy tomorrow with a high near 19. Highs in the mid to upper 30s all next week. Whoa. Tonight, 6 p.m., the Bucks will take on the Cavaliers at Cleveland. Saturday, 5 p.m., you got to be here. Packers will take on the 49ers in San Francisco. Two more wins, and they're in the Super Bowl. Who would have ever thunk they would have beaten Dallas? But they did, and big time, too. All right, so we're looking forward to that. Saturday, 5 p.m., the Packers and the 49ers here on WRJN Radio. And don't forget that all this year, we've got the Bucks, we've got the Badgers, we've got the Packers, and starting in April, we've got the Milwaukee Brewers right here at WRJN. We've got them all, the big four. It's 642 at WRJN. Coming up at 7:06, Keith Fair will be here. He is one of the fourth Aldermanic District candidates. He will be here. We'll talk to him. And Denise Lockwood from Racine County, Iowa, will be joining me and talking to Mr. Fair. We'll have all the candidates here. There's only one we can't get a hold of. We got three out of four. The other one we've tried several times, so we'll still try to get a hold of her and see if we can get her in here. So that's coming up this morning. All right, what else I got for you here this morning? Oh, this is interesting. You've all seen the movie E.T., right? E.T. Phone Home? All right. How much would it cost for E.T. to phone home? Well, somebody actually did the math. And if AT&T was used, the phone call for E.T. to call home, phone home, would have cost $76 quadrillion. Now, earlier I told you what it would look like if we stacked $1 bills to equal $1 trillion. It would be one-third the distance to the moon. I wonder what $76 quadrillion stacked up would look like in $1 bills. Anyway, that's what it would cost E.T. to phone home. Of course, when they did it in the movie, it looked like it would, just a toll call. 80% of Americans say they sometimes suspect their coworkers are lying when they take sick days. No kidding. The top three red flags you're lying about being sick is it's a Friday or Monday. You seem fine the day before. And you didn't sound sick on the phone. My father, when he was a manager of his office, he told us a story one day. And it was like Fridays and Mondays. He'd get these calls and the guy would say, I don't feel well. Can't come in. My father said, it didn't even sound like a cough. It sounded like somebody was faking it. But he said, okay, don't come in. What is he going to do? Five little things that lift our mood during these colder months. A hug. I'm not sure about that one. Hanging out with our friends. Going for a walk. Listening to music and watching TV. Alone Time with a significant other came in sixth, and Having a Stiff Drink was 13th. I think Alone Time with my significant other. I like when we sit together, we eat together, and we watch. We eat in the living room watching TV. But I like that. I like sitting there with my wife and just relaxing on a cold day. I like being with her. Taking a walk. I used to do that with my dog. Not when it was below zero, though. But if it was above zero, like 30-some-odd degrees, 32 degrees, we still took a walk. He wanted to walk. I used to open that door, the tail was wagging, and he was ready to lunge out the door. Except when it rained. And he wanted to go out. He would scratch at the door, and I'd open the door, and he would see the rain, and he'd back up, you know, like a truck. Beep, 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 beep. He would just back up. I had to push him out sometimes, because I know he had to go. And he never, in the 13 years we had Chester, he never once went in the house. So I used to push him out the door. He fought me the whole time until he got out there. Then he ran to his business and ran back in again. You ever take a selfie? Of course you have. 86% of Americans take one a week. And one out of three take at least three selfies a week. People most likely to include friends in their selfies and his significant others and kids. I took one selfie in the last few years. And that, I think, was one of our first days back on the air here. I was with Tom Carco and Janet Hoff, and I took a selfie with us in the studio. That was it. I don't want to be in pictures. I don't really look good in pictures. So that's why I'm in radio. This is fascinating. And I wish I would have had this story on Monday during Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. From the Believe It or Not files, when Julia Roberts was born, the actress Julia Roberts, the hospital bill was paid for by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his wife, Coretta Scott King. Julia's parents ran a theater school in Atlanta and were the only ones who would let the King's children enroll in the segregated 1960s. Julia Roberts had her hospital bill paid for by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his wife, Coretta Scott King. That's a good Believe It or Not. I think all businesses should consider this. A pet sitting resort in Texas put up a sign saying, now hiring non-stupid people. The owner says he's trying to weed out the idiots. That is good. Now hiring non-stupid people. I talked to the manager of, I won't tell you the store, but it was a drugstore, but I was in there. And I saw the manager stocking stuff on the shelves. I was talking to her about something. I said, the manager's got to stock stuff? Because you can't believe how hard it is to hire people. I said, really? And she said, I ask people to make change of a 20 for like $1.99 item, and they can't do it. And if you can't make change like that, I can't hire you. I said, you find people that can't make change? If I gave you if a $20 bill, it's $1.99, nope, can't figure it out right. Wow, that's scary. There's a new report out that says you should keep your thermostat at 78 degrees when you're home, 82 degrees at night. People on Twitter or X are losing it. As one person said, I see we've decided to give up on sleeping. How could you have your house at 82 degrees at night when you're sleeping? That would be, like, terrible. A new study found that kids make you happier eventually. Researchers found parents are happier than non-parents. The happiness only kicks in once the kids grow up and move out. I missed my daughter growing up. I loved when she was growing up in the house. We used to have daddy-daughter nights. We used to go out to a fast food place and go to a horror movie or something. All but just us. Mom didn't come along. It was just daddy-daughter night. Now, my daughter's in her mid-40s now. And she never forgot the movies or where we went to eat during daddy-daughter night. Isn't that something? The memories. I talk to my daughter about, I think, every day. She lives in Florida, but we talk on the phone every day, or we text every day. I like staying in contact with her. I really, yeah, she's a great person. Very funny. Except when she mouths off at me sometimes. But, you know, all people do that. I mean, mouth off at me. Partly sunny, highs near 15 today. Tonight, 6 p.m., the Bucks at Cleveland taking on the Cavaliers. And Saturday at 5 p.m., the Packers out in San Francisco to play the 49ers. It's 6:49 at WRJN Radio. We're talking 4th Aldermanic District politics with Keith Fair. He's coming in the studio, and we're going to have Denise Lockwood from Racine County I also doing the interview. And that's straight ahead at 7:06 here at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen, Civic Media Radio. Hometown Radio, refreshed at 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Listening to news, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. If you love walnuts, they've never tasted better than those baked in O&H Danish Bakery's Maple Walnut Kringle. O&H's blend of pure grade A Canadian maple syrup, cinnamon, and golden California walnuts is a fabulous filling. It's glazed and topped with toasted walnut pieces and drizzled with O&H's sweet icing. So be sure to pick one up this week. Enjoy oven fresh, scratch-made Danish delight from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
The first of the Beatles to be successful after the group broke up, George Harrison. Boy, I miss him, huh? What a musical talent. All the Beatles are musically talented. Everybody had hits on their own. Paul McCartney's 80 years old, still performing. Ringo's still out there as well. Do you know there was a guy named Peter Best who was the first drummer of the Beatles? And he left the group because he thought they weren't going to go anywhere. And he was replaced by Ringo. Ringo came in. So I got to believe Peter Best is kicking himself every day for leaving the Beatles. What was he thinking of? Of course, who knows if the group would have been what they are if, you know, Peter Best was with them the whole time. He actually put out an album called Best of the Beatles, which was kind of misleading when you think about it. All it's got to take is a partly sunny today with a high near 15 degrees. And all next week, are you ready for this? Highs in the mid to upper 30s, near 40. I like that. Coming up tonight, the Bucks at Cleveland to play the Cavaliers. Saturday, 5 p.m., the Packers at San Francisco to take on the 49ers. Two more games to go, and it's Super Bowl time for the Packers. I think they can do it. They've got the momentum behind them now. We'll see what happens. No guarantees in anything. It's 6:54 at WRJN Radio. We've got Keith Fair coming in just a few minutes, and he is one of the candidates for the 4th Aldermanic District seat in Racine. And Denise Lockwood from Racine County is going to be in here as well, doing the grilling. No, it's not grilling. It's more informational, but I like the way that sounds. There's a report out that says you should keep your... No, I did that already, didn't I? Yeah, I did all this. Let's move on. This. If you've got a date and you want to ruin your chances, just do everything on the following list, all right? Dating.com put out its customers list here to find out the top things that scare off someone on a first date. Showing up late, too much too soon. 53% said they've been scared off on a first date because the person they were dating wanted to commit already. Rudeness. Don't be rude to the waitress or bartender or even the waiter because that's the sign that things aren't going right. Talking too much, that would be my problem. Talking about your ex, a wandering eye. 28% have caught a date checking someone else out on the date. And too much phone time. Put your phones away if you're on a date and shut them off. With the elections around the corner, there's this. The world record for the most lost elections belongs to a guy in Canada named John Turmel. He lost 100 elections and counting. He lost for everything from city council to Canada's parliament. And that's talk about not giving up. 100 elections he lost and still going. Gives you hope for some of our candidates out there. Huh? Here's a fun fact for you. Apple started putting the letter I before their products when Steve Jobs introduced it in the iMac in 1998. Do you know what I stands for? All right, here's what it stands for. It stands for five things. Internet, individual, instruct, inform, and inspire. Yeah, you knew that though, right? The thing that's most likely to start an argument in the car, getting lost. Oh, yeah. Followed by speeding, not asking for directions, loud kids, and yelling at other drivers. You're getting lost because if you're the driver, you always blame the passenger because they're the navigator. That's what I do anyway. Apparently, there's a growing number of people who've stopped washing themselves completely. Yikes. They can let the natural bacteria of their skin handle the job of keeping them clean. Does it work? Well, a lot of scientific evidence both ways. But don't you smell after a while? I mean, would you want to be around somebody who never bathes or showers? When couples have dessert on a first date, they're twice as likely to go out again. That's according to a new study. And they're not just ordering the dessert that's important, sharing it, literally feeding it to each other. A big sign that a couple has chemistry and will soon get colds, flu, and everything else from sharing the same spoon. How many spam calls or robocalls do you get a month? A recent survey found 48% of Americans get at least 10. 3% get zero. Who are those people? That's roughly the same number of people who don't even have a phone, by the way. I get a ton of them. And some days I will get, on my phone, unless your phone number is in my directory, it won't go through. So I have this, it comes up spam risk is what it does. And so I don't get it. The other day I had like 20 of them in one day. I haven't had any yesterday or the day before, so it was a big day. But what I do is I put a block on the phone number so they can't get through ever again. But they find other phone numbers because they get through. they try to get through. And spam emails, get them all the time. I don't think you can stop those things. It's supposed to not be able to do it. It's supposed to get a fine, I guess, if you make a spam call, $3,000. But, who's going to go through the bother of tracking people down? Plus, they use fake phone numbers in your area to do it. So, all right. Coming up, we're talking with Keith Fair. He's one of the candidates for the 4th Aldermanic District seat. And we'll talk to Keith and Denise Lockwood from Racine County. I will be in here doing the questioning as well. It's coming up in just a moment, 6:58 WRJN Radio, hometown radio, refreshed at 1400 AM and 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. Partly sunny today with a high near 15. Right now it's a lonely degree, 1 degree and clear, but things are getting better.
Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.